The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Welcome in on this Wednesday, March the 6th, 2019. Can't believe it. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we do just that, try and help you make it rain today. Plenty of things happening. We've got another golf tournament getting ready to start in Orlando, the Arnold Palmer. We have a few names for you there we're going to throw out. We've got more conference championships getting ready to start tonight. We got a full slate of some final games of some conferences, ACC, SEC, to play. It's right. It's a big card in college hoops. We got a little NBA. And, you know, I forgot to mention it on the show yesterday, and we should have looked for this. And shame on me because it was right in my backyard, Dane. I didn't get a chance to tell you or tell you guys to help make it rain. But our favorite team, the Pittsburgh Panthers, the college team, who we learned a few weeks ago from our friend Ralph Michaels, right? They got a problem winning on the road.
Can't win on the road, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually been 2 years. And wouldn't you know it, they were right here in my own backyard at the University of Miami last night. And I completely forgot yesterday to mention it to you guys. And I apologize. But do you want to take a guess as to what happened last night?
I'm going to guess in the confines of Miami, the Hurricanes dominated the Pittsburgh
Panthers. Yeah, they did not win the Pittsburgh Panthers last night, as usual. And hell, even laid the points. And Pitt ended up still losing, which means... That is the two-year reign continues. Pittsburgh just cannot win on the road. That was kind of easy money. The other game last night, a lot of people were talking about. I didn't touch it just because you kind of had an idea something was going to happen like it did last night, and that was the Celtics just open up a can of whoop ass on the Golden State Warriors. I guess they wanted to show everyone what they could be like if they played together. I mean, it was the worst, I think, home defeat in the Golden State Steve Kerr era. I don't think Klay Thompson was playing last night. Wasn't there a few guys out last night for Golden State?
Last night, the Warriors started Draymond, Kevin Durant, DeMarcus Cousins, and Curry. So it was only Klay that was out from the big boys. But let me tell you something. Brad Stevens and the Celtics have always played the Warriors tight over these last couple of years, okay? The Warriors have lost to Boston. That's why a lot of people, you know, what has happened this year, notwithstanding, a lot of people always say that the Celtics are an interesting matchup for the Warriors because of Brad Stevens, the way they coach to try and move the ball. They try and play, quote unquote, the right way. My question for you, Joe, is like, okay, so Kyrie goes for 19 and 11 last night, right? The Celtics go into Oracle and win by 30. Does that mean all of a sudden that, you know, Kyrie is a leader now? You know, because Kyrie also had plenty of nice things to say about the team. And he's like, I feel great about this team. We're ready. We could beat anybody in the postgame. So now all of a sudden, you know, is that team having fun, enjoying? Is Kyrie a leader of men now all of a sudden, 28 hours later?
Well, that's
dump truck the Warriors.
It's so true, too, because it's amazing how the narrative changes as fast as it changes, right? I mean, we were talking about a team who the last seven games, or were they 0-7 with Kyrie in the lineup?
They were
6-0 with him, you know, outside of the lineup. Some ridiculous. Obviously, it wasn't working well, and losers of 5 out of the last 6 also. So, you know, it just wasn't working, and now all of a sudden – the narrative yesterday was this is a broken team. We were hearing from inside the locker room how it was just there's something wrong in there. There's a cancer. Right. There's all sorts of finger pointing going on. And then voila, it's amazing how fast winning will change the narrative and change the culture. You want to talk about ADD America. When it comes to sports, guys, we are totally ADD when it comes to, oh, look at that. Oh, this team. So, oh, look at that. They won. They're the greatest thing. They're going to go to. I'm telling you right now, if the Lakers win, then the narrative is going to switch to they still got a chance. We pretty much buried them yesterday, right? I mean, after the loss to the Clippers, we
Vegas
buried
took
them
off the board.
Yeah, it'll be back on the board as soon as
now they win 4 in a row, let's say, over the next week, and people be like, oh, LeBron just needed that fuel for his fire.
That's it.
The thing. And we see this even about data points and about numbers, Joe, right? We're like, you can make the data say one thing. I can make the data say something else. You know, it's just fodder to juke. Stats is out there. But, you know, if the Celtics are a broken team, I know a lot of other teams in the Western Conference that would love to be broken and be able to beat Golden State in Oracle by 30 or more.
Yeah, 33 points against the Celtics, the worst home loss since November 28, 2009, also by 33. And, oh, by the way, the starting lineup that night, you see, that's not that long ago when you consider it, but it was Steph Curry, Monta Ellis, Corey Maggett, Vladimir Radamanovich, and Mickey Moore.
Teddy's
famous Mickey Moore.
Corey Maggette's in the big three with Ice Cube right now. You know what I mean? And here's one thing I will say with this about the Boston team. Listen, Gordon Hayward played 28 minutes. Gordon Hayward scored 30 points, okay? Gordon Hayward was, as we know, ridiculously injured last year, and a lot of people are saying that the Celtics' kind of treatment of Gordon Hayward putting him back in the lineup so quickly this year is maybe what threw off guys like Jaylen Brown, guys like Marcus Smart, guys like Jason Tatum, when their roles weren't as clear. Remember, we talked about team chemistry a bunch yesterday. But if they could figure out how to get Hayward going, you know, then this is another all-star caliber player that could be, you know, if they figure out how to use correctly and they still have a month really to do so, you know, don't sleep on Boston. Because, listen, if all the teams are playing their A game, I'll take the Celtics in the East. If everybody plays their best game, I think the Celtics might be the best team. And they are experienced and they have the coaching.
It's not about lack of talent or lack of capabilities here, because every one of these teams is just absolutely loaded. The problem comes when we talk about consistency. Is can you bring that in a 7-game series? Can you bring that to the table, to the floor enough, knowing that somewhere along the line there's going to be some adversity? There is going to be, you know, we've seen this year after year in the playoffs where a team like the Warriors gets blown out by 30 points, and then all of a sudden you're like, all right, that's it, stick a fork in them. And then they come back and win the next 3 or 4 games. So it's consistency. One game really don't lead into it. I will say this, that not only did we see Klay Thompson not play, but Kevon Looney also didn't play for the Warriors, which means their perimeter defense hurts when they don't have those two guys in the lineup. Something to keep an eye on, too, as we move forward to the playoffs. All right, let's do this here. Let's make it rain. Wednesday, Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Welcome in. Happy hump day here. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. Another edition of Naked Rain here. We'll do just that. Plenty of information coming your way. We're talking tournament time, college hoops. Very exciting time. Love this. Also a great time to find value. We talk about value a lot in sports betting, and you tend to find a little bit more, some oversight by some of the bookmakers this time of year. You know, the tournament, all eyes are always going to be on the tournament. All the focus is always on the race to the national championship. But there's so much going on back to back to back to back. You know, you got 4 or 5 days here going in a row with these conference tournaments that it's not, bookmakers are human, that sometimes you can tend to find some value because you've got things like Dane, a 23-win team going up against a 4-win team in a conference tournament, and you're going, oh boy, this is going to be a blowout. But the reality is there is nothing more dangerous in college sports, actually any sports, than playing a team with absolutely nothing to lose, who has no tomorrow, that this is their national championship. You'd be amazed on sometimes you're automatically going to give it to them and say, oh, it's a double digit. They're a double digit dog. They've only won 4 games this year. Well, guess what? This is their national championship game, and you tend to get more inspired efforts, but you also tend to find this time of year some discrepancies between what the line is and the effort that we are in all likelihood going to get from a 21, 22, 23 win team. Look at Duke last night. Duke almost lost to Wake Forest. 26 and a half point favorite. Like, you got to be kidding me.
No, absolutely. And by the way, as soon as you started talking about this, you know what I just did? I brought up the scores from the Horizon League tournament last night. You know what I mean, Joe? Because this is what we were talking about. And I was excited to see that your boys, Wisconsin Green Bay, got the W, survive in advance. 82 to 77, they get a win. And Wright State gets a win, 71-56 over IUPUI. And so I've made this point all the time, Joe, when you talk about quote-unquote sports investing. You know, a wise man told me years and years ago, my first ever trip to the book, I was betting NBA games. I was betting big-time college basketball, college football. And this guy pulled me over and was like, listen, let me tell you something. This number over here in the MEAC today, it's a bad number. Bet it. And I was like, that doesn't sound like fun. What are you talking about? I don't know these teams. He's like, exactly. The books don't have the bandwidth, the capacity to hang sharp numbers on all of this. There is 350 D1 schools as opposed to 32 NFL teams, right? So wherever you can find an inefficiency, I don't care if it is women's water polo. I don't care if it is reality TV, right? In sports investing, you're betting angles, you're betting edges, you're betting tips, you're betting numbers, okay? Mm-hmm. And like I said, if the payout at the window is good for, you know, services and products and goods in this fine country, I don't care what it is. I'll bet it. We'll bet the national anthem, for God's sakes.
Yeah, amen to that. And it's this is a very profitable time of year for the sharps because of those facts right there that there's a lot of stuff that falls through the holes. There's a lot going on right now, especially in college basketball. And a lot of sharps will tell you they make more money right now. They also make more money in the NIT and these tournaments outside of the big tournaments, because again, those numbers are going to be so ridiculously sharp in the tournament. You're going to have all eyes focused on there. Everybody's happy to get to the tournament, but you know, you got a lot of very disgruntled teams and schools who are pissed off that they are not in the tournament, that they're in the NIT, that that too is a place where you will be able to find value with a team. Nothing worse than a college team and you know, a group of kids a little pissed off with a chip on their shoulder going, we should be in the tournament. And the fact that we're not, the NIT will show everyone. So you do get, you do have an opportunity to make an awful lot of money outside of the tournament because value can be found. And,
you know, Joe,
go ahead.
Because honestly, I really thought, and this is like, we could make an angle go either way. I honestly thought you were going to say the opposite. I thought you were going to say those teams that get shunned on, you know, their bubble bursts, that you almost fade them because of that quote unquote motivation factor. Like when we go to the college bowl season, Joe, don't we always think like, oh, this team may not thought they were going to be in a New Year's Day bowl, is not going to be happy playing the jerkyouoff.com bowl on December 19th, and then they don't show up. Right. So I thought you were going to say those teams whose bubble burst maybe when the NIT fade them because they're playing against a team that's all hot and bothered and excited to be there versus the team that maybe, you know, thinks that they're bigger than that. So which way does the angle actually go in the NIT? Because I thought it was going to be the reverse.
The NIT, the CET, these outside tournaments outside of the 64, the numbers tell us that you are going to get a lot more inspired effort from these particular teams because they're pissed off. Where you will start to see some of the fading is, again, everyone is so happy. They're high-fiving each other. We made it to the tournament. We made it to the tournament. Yay! That, you know, you've got a lot of pissed off and very slighted kids and groups that are like, oh, really? What? Now we're not good enough to make it. So you do get a lot better effort, and you will see some value in those tournaments because of the fact that all eyes are going to be looking, you know, on the Big 64. Who's going? You know, what one seed and 16 seed and two versus? Yeah, no, there's going to be actually a lot better opportunity to profit in those sub tournaments outside of it. But keeping in mind that, you know, there are going to be some teams in those tournaments that were just on the bubble and could have done it, should have done it. And they're all going to think that, you know, we were overlooked. And the truth is, they bring it onto the court each and every night there because they want to show the world. So it's
the other thing,
it's
Joe,
interesting
in the NIT. I think at least in the first two rounds, you know, everybody thinks the March Madness because they're played at these crazy neutral sites, right? And the NIT isn't like the higher seeded team at home.
That's
for the
correct.
First few rounds, like before that's they get correct. To Madison Square Garden. So that's a huge difference also in a quote unquote tournament setting, right? Yep. To have like, you know, your directional East West Bumble F school, like at, you know, whatever, Vanderbilt or at Alabama or at, you know, Wisconsin, not Wisconsin, but, you know, at a Minnesota, like an actual Power Five kind of school and have
that's
to travel
correct.
To a real arena. That's putting that small time school in a tough spot.
Yeah, and you also got to don't confuse road team from neutral site, because that's another thing sometimes is that you start looking at road records of some of these teams, because obviously you want to be able to consider how do these kids do away from their comfort zone, out of their building. But understand that road records only tell half the story, because it's not as if they're going to a true home team for the other place. It's a neutral site. So neutral sites don't way the same that, you know, a road record would go as a true road game. So, and that's the other mistake a lot of people make, is they look at their away records and go, oh man, these guys can't play. Well, they're not exactly walking into an atmosphere of hostility because they're playing in Indiana or they're playing at Cameron or they're playing at Rupp Arena. And neutral sites are a different ball game altogether, not necessarily hostile environments like we have seen in, you know, listen, Kansas has got a home court advantage. Sure. Duke has a home court advantage. But home court is not neutral site. So keep that in mind when you start looking at a lot of these games and a lot of these tournaments. Yes, it's nice to know that kids can show up when they're out of the confines of their own building. But there's a big difference between playing a true road game and being on a neutral site. And listen, don't look now. Duke is... They were so lucky to get away with a win last night against a atrocious Wake Forest team. I can't even begin to tell you. Anybody who doesn't think that this team needs Zion Williamson in order to be able to compete and possibly win a national championship, you're not paying attention here. Because by the skin of their teeth were they able to pull out that victory, a one-point victory. And the only reason they didn't win is because they were home and the golf basketball gods. That ball, and you guys will see it, I'm sure, on a million times today, but the last shot by Wake Forest, it literally just rolled around the rim, just kept rolling around the rim, rolling around, and then fell out as time was expiring. That, in pretty much every other situation, probably goes in, but because it was Duke and at home, Duke's got an issue here, guys. They need Zion Williamson. Yep, they need Zion Williamson back. Also, a couple of NBA teams.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's calling the shots.
LeBron hasn't been a very good teammate this year. He hasn't. Whether that is him being in the league for so long and this being one of those where, like, just bleep this moment, I can't deal with it. If we talk about who's to blame for all these issues, I honestly think the Bucks starts and almost stops with Magic and Palinka.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
So the NFL scouting combine has come and gone with the 2019 NFL draft just around the corner. For serious fantasy football players, it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Roto Experts has you covered with the NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing a dynasty, all season long, whether it's betting, betting ball, and just about every NFL draft content that you will need every day of the year to give you an edge, regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. You can save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Use the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And it is never too early to start diving into a little NFL. And of course, much was made yesterday with a whole lot of storylines because it was the last day to be able to slap the franchise tag on people. And I believe only six were used yesterday. But there was a couple of head scratchers. Some of the people kind of confused about where the NFL is going, what they are doing. The Ravens, for instance, ended up cutting Eric Weddle, one of their best defensive players last season. It will save them about $7.5 million in salary cap. But also C.J. Mosley, linebacker, somebody that a lot of people thought one of the solid anchors of that defense in the middle. Also gone, although, listen, C.J. Mosley is a lot younger than Weddle. Weddle is 34 years old, but they look like they're doing a lot of cost-cutting here or there on the defense, and I do think some of it might have to do with the fact that the secondary, the free agents in the secondary that are available, safeties and guys like Earl Thomas and the Honey Badger, there's some availability this year. I think that's a lot of teams are going, ooh, maybe we can get an upgrade for about the same price.
Listen, you know, you've heard the term salary cap casualty. That's exactly what this is, okay? Eric Weddle, like you mentioned, and others. And you know what? The one that I found striking is that the New York Football Giants have decided to not slap the tag on Landon Collins, okay? Making him a free agent. The safety position, you mentioned the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, Earl Thomas, Eric Weddle, Landon Collins. You know, that's four right there. Okay, yes. Four Pro Bowl caliber safeties. Yes, I understand Weddle is a little bit older, but any team would love to have him. Okay, there are a number of teams, and in this day and age where the passing game is so important, in this day and age where tight ends are a matchup nightmare, you need a guy like, an Earl Thomas, a Honey Badger, to be able to cover, Rob Gronkowski, Zach Ertz, George Kittle, you know, Travis Kelce, and other huge tight ends that are weapons. You know, this is, it's kind of like a pendulum swing, right? The offense adjusts, then the defense adjusts back. And one of the biggest defense adjustments back is the role of the safety to really be a chess piece. And the fact that these guys are there, out there in the market, is going to be very interesting. The other thing that struck me, Joe, when you talk about Mosley and Weddle, might the Ravens be clearing out the books because they want to make a splash and spend some money, oh, I don't know, on a certain running back that might hit the market from a form, from a division rival in Pittsburgh, say Le'Veon Bell, perhaps?
It could be, but I think a lot of the reason why these guys are being let go and moving on is because of this draft and the amount of defensive talent that can be gotten at a very, very cheap price. I mean, there is a lot of opportunities for teams who need to fill some holes on the defense, don't want to spend an awful lot of money, and I think the Giants are included on that. And let us not forget that, you know, Dave Gettleman is the same guy that had no problem telling Josh Norman, yeah, we don't want to pay for you. Like, right, we're not interested. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I tagged you, and you thumbed your nose up at 14 million. So you know what we did? I pulled the tag from you. This is that same guy. So I know that Collins has been nothing but a pure professional for the Giants. Very well liked. Fans like him. It's not like he's done anything to go, wow, you got to be crazy paying this guy. You're just dealing with a general manager there in Dave Gettleman, who in the past doesn't want to spend, you know, that kind of money in the secondary. And especially with this kind of draft, it doesn't surprise me that the Giants went, yeah, you know, it's nice, but we're not going to go ahead and tap you for $11, $12 million, $13. It's just not going to happen. They're going to move on and get somebody in the draft that they feel can fill that position.
Yep. I said it yesterday, you know, the idea of young and AKA cheap options. There is a ton of lanky speed, power, you know, defensive guys, whether that's on the line or on the edge. So that makes sense. Here's the other thing I want to say about this, Joe. We talked about how relationships matter. Previous work relationships matter. I mean, think about this in life, okay? If you're a lawyer and you go to another law firm and you like it there, you're going to tell your friends to come on and join this new company. And it is the same thing we see with Nick Foles, right? How he has that previous relationship with John DeFilippo, and it looks like if you connect the dots, Foles is going to go to Jacksonville. Right. I saw, you know, if Landon Collins doesn't come back, oh boy, is Steve Spagnuolo, right, the new DC, I believe, in Kansas City, might he be licking his chops and trying to talk to them? We see, for example, Kareem Hunt with the Chiefs. Where does he go? He goes to the Cleveland Browns. Oh, where GM John Dorsey used to have him, right? Same exact thing where now we're seeing that Justin Houston is going to be released potentially. Like, and you see John Dorsey, maybe he goes right after him. Same kind of thing. We talk about the existing crush that Kingsbury may have on a guy like Kyler Murray. These are all situations where, because of the previous relationship or affinity of certain coaches to players and fit, that, you know, they go where they know they're going to be taken care of, where they know that they can hit the ground running. And keep an eye on that when we hit free agency for real. How many people go to familiar coaches and things of that nature? I think that's something to definitely look at.
I have no idea what the Chiefs are doing. I get it. You can't keep Dee Ford and Justin Houston. But the rumor yesterday and the report yesterday was that they are putting together a monster contract for Tyreek Hill, who was a fifth rounder out of Oklahoma State and West Alabama there in 2016. He's been one of the Chiefs' best offensive weapons. We get that since he's gotten here in the NFL. Three-time Pro Bowler, return specialist. I mean, his numbers speak for themselves. But the problem is, you just gave Sammy Watkins a boatload of money, right, and he's only going into year two of that contract there. So I'm trying to figure out, if you're looking at $18 million per, like an Odell Beckham Jr., somebody who is he's the highest paid wide receiver, right? If you're putting a new deal that is going to be, and I'm assuming it's somewhere around that, given the numbers that he has, how in the hell are you going to justify having two wide receivers that make, you know, anywhere from $13 to $18 million a year on that team, and yet you're going to let guys like, I don't know, possibly Justin Houston or Dee Ford or both of them go when somebody's got to play defense on that team, right? That was the biggest Achilles heel for them. So I know they got to do something, but I'm scratching my head going, how are you going to tie up that much money, Kansas City, when you need defense, especially coming out of the AFC? How the hell can you afford to pay those two guys, you know, $30, $35 million a year combined?
I'll tell you the answer. There is an answer, and it's part of what we say all the time. You have this window of opportunity when your stud quarterback is on his rookie deal. That's what it comes down to. Look, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, they were able to pay everybody on that defense for a little bit until Russell Wilson came up. Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Deshaun Watson. These are all examples of teams who now, because their quarterback are still on their rookie deal, they have a little cash to play with. And the Kansas City Chiefs are, you know, among them in the same kind of vein. I think what's going to happen as it relates to Dee Ford and Justin Houston, one of them is gone. I don't think both of them will be gone because, as we've been saying, there is a lot of options, even in, you know, even after the first round this year, to go and get an edge rusher, to go and get a defensive stud that, you know, you can understand how you want to deploy and utilize him, even if he's like a tweener, not really a linebacker or a safety or an edge guy in college. You can peg a guy, I want this guy, I know how we can use him, and you can get him on the cheap. But the reason Kansas City can do this is because Patty Mahomes is still on his rookie contract.
Yeah, but that's going to come due also, and he's going to be looking to get paid a lot, and you're still going to have guys that are going to be front-loaded contracts, guaranteed an awful lot of money in the front end there. It's just an awful lot of money. Yeah, it basically comes down to you overpaid for Sammy Watkins. The bottom line is you overpaid for Sammy Watkins. We know this for a guy that cannot stay on the field more than six games a year. It is going to be a very formidable, you know, tandem there, Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill. But you got to be very careful if you're Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, where, you know, he's going to want to set the bar big time. And don't look now, but the New York Jets. Yeah, there's all sorts of rumors with Antonio Brown, and maybe they'll come there.
He can't get along with Big Ben, right? All of a sudden, he's going to be a good soldier with rookie Sam Darnold.
I want to throw up.
The same exact thing that we saw when, like, Eli Manning was a rookie, and, like, Jeremy Shockey, you know, was talking smack all the time. You all of a sudden, do you really want to do that, Jets? When you have an ascending, hopefully, quarterback, you want to upset the apple cart with what we're seeing out of Antonio Brown? Absolutely not.
And I'm good with Le'Veon Bell, man. I can wrap my head around Le'Veon Bell, spending the money to get him there and kind of be an anchor piece there for Sam Darnold. But listen, I just cannot wrap my head or get behind the idea that you would bring this guy in for the kind of money that he is set to make and the kind of money he is going to want. I get you got $100 million, Jets, but Jesus, can we find something else other than Brown? A nightmare.
I agree.
Absolute nightmare. We got a big push, by the way, for women coaches now, not just the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. We'll explain who wants what coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Oh, oh.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
So Bruce Arians has come out and said that he plans on creating a full-time coaching position designated simply for women. And he's not the only one doing some hiring of women in the male profession of professional baseball and football and a few other places there as well. Welcome in as we make it rain here, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. We also learned yesterday that the Mets had hired Jessica Mendoza to be some sort of assistant, I believe, to the GM there, or you know, some, I guess consultant
personnel.
Somewhere along those lines. And of course, that literally destroyed most Jet fans, Met fans yesterday, because the comments about her being any affiliated in any way, shape or form in making baseball decisions with the Mets just seems to rub people the wrong way, which I think is hysterical, because of all the things to rub you the wrong way, Met fans, Jessica Mendoza shouldn't be the thing that rubs you the wrong way, because Jessica Mendoza hasn't made the decisions to not spend the money, not to go out and better the team over the last couple of years. It's actually the owners that I would be a little bit more infuriated with, but a lot of people just can't seem to wrap their head around the idea of Jessica Mendoza. And I listen, hire her, Vin Scully, Joe Buck. I don't really care who you hire. The ultimate decisions are going to lie with the ownership not wanting to spend the money, wanting to go cheap, and not doing the things necessary to be able to compete. And we're going to see that over the next couple of years for sure when they have to try and keep all of those arms, all of those pitchers in that rotation. It's not Jessica Mendoza that's the issue. It's the ownership that's the issue with the Mets.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've heard Jessica Mendoza on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. She knows what she's talking about. Okay, I got no problem with this whatsoever. You know, if you're looking for other places, like you said, Joe, with the Mets, it comes down to their ownership, how they were kind of a little tight. They got taken by Bernie Madoff. I think you obviously know that story. And so that's part of the reason they've been a little tight with the purse strings for a little while. And honestly, what about their health and training and medical staff? They get more injuries than any other team over the last, I don't know, decade, you know. And so something's up there. But here's what I will also say. You started talking about this with Bruce Arians. And Joe, on a similar vein, I hope this isn't too much of a tangent, boy, do I love Bruce Arians, okay? You're talking about him making a full-time coaching position for a woman. I also said on this air, it wasn't Make It Rain, it was a previous show, that Bruce Arians is a guy, all the players love him, but also both of his coordinators, okay, are African Americans. And we know there's the Rooney Rule for African Americans to get an interview, but part of this is also the pipeline in the coordinators, right? And there's been all sorts of reports that there's very few African Americans in offensive and defensive coordinators, but Bruce Arians hired a black man for both of those jobs. defensive coordinator, his former DC and former New York Jets head coach, Todd Bowles, back as a defensive coordinator. And the offensive coordinator is Byron Leftwich, who, if you remember, got a shot in Arizona after they fired, I believe, McCoy out there in Arizona, was a quarterback's coach under BA in Arizona, giving him the shot and even allowing him to call plays in Tampa. So Bruce Arians has a history of this, giving the opportunity to women and to African Americans. And I tip my cap, shout out Dilly Dilly to Bruce Arians.
Worked out pretty good. Jen Welter at the time, she was the first ever female NFL coach during the Cardinals camp there when he was there. And people, a lot of people scratched their head and go, oh, wow, how is this going to work? And that was in 2014. Here we are in 2019. I don't think anybody is questioning whether or not Jen Welter is, brings enough to the table to warrant a position on an NFL team. I think she's already gone ahead and proved that. But
Becky
again,
Hammond
it's
with the Spurs.
Becky Hammond, of course, we know that. Popovich, and she's probably, of all the sports, she is in all likelihood probably going to be the first female to be a head coach in the sports. But I'm glad. Listen, you've got to get with the times. I mean, you broke that back in 2014. You kind of broke down that barrier and got her with an NFL team. And here we are 5 years later. I think we got to do more in the league in order to be able to get women included. And it's not one of these sexist things where, oh, God, women, why would they want to be involved in football? Listen, if they're qualified enough for the job, then why the hell not? I don't understand what the issue is one way or the other than you're screaming, get off my lawn because you just don't want women associated with the NFL. Or I don't get it. But more should have been done since 2014 in the NFL to see this move along. And once Bruce Arians decided to come back after he retired, I'm glad this is one of the initiatives that he's got going on right now, is to say, hey, guys, we got to do more here. Let's get it going. And don't forget, Bruce Arians was a guy, it took him 20 years to get a head coaching job in the NFL. You know, he was a guy that
was
passed
Pagano
over
had cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Is when he got a chance, turned it around. Wasn't he like the coach of the year that year? Like in
yeah,
an
he
interim?
Was.
Yep. I think so. Absolutely. Him spinning it around, giving other people opportunities as well. And Joe, listen, sports is the ultimate meritocracy, right? If you can play, you'll be out there. If you can coach, you should be out there. Whether you are orange, black, a female, a male, an alien, for God's sakes. If you can get the job done, I'll take you on my team.
Absolutely. And same thing with Mendo. I just think the hatred is in the wrong spot for Mets fans there. You're hating on the wrong people. I mean, Jessica Mendoza is not going to hurt the organization because she's there. I question how in the hell she's going to juggle both things as a broadcaster whose job is to... You know, her job is to dig deep into the clubhouses and get people to, to try and get insight that makes the broadcast a little more interesting. I just don't know how many people are going to open up to her when she's got the ear of a general manager in the New York Mets. I don't know how many people are going to want to start letting her know the inner workings of their clubhouse when she can turn around and utilize that. Say, hey, do you know what the Cardinals are doing? Hey, guys, do you know what the Braves are doing? That would be the line to me gets a little blurred between broadcaster having to do your job versus you're in a front office situation now in Major League Baseball. Going to be pretty hard for you to do one of those jobs without it, without the lines getting crossed for the other.
Yeah, a legitimate conflict of interests, right?
Yeah.
If you're the team on Sunday Night Baseball, and let's say you're in the NL East, right? Let's say Sunday Night Baseball is Nationals versus Phillies, Bryce Harper returns, right?
Right.
When they have those team meetings and stuff with the broadcast team, they're not going to tell Jessica Mendoza, like, what they really think about that super prospect that they're bringing up. Or if this guy who's on the DL is really going to come back. Or, excuse me, it's not the DL anymore. Excuse me.
Right.
The
IL. Yes, I was going to say, not good. Yes, not good.
My bad. Right, but, like, are they really going to say if this is just a nagging injury or if this is real? Like, that's a good point. That conflict of interest, I think, is real. But check this out. The Mets are doing, their GM, Brody, former agent.
Yep.
Right now they're inside their front office, Jessica Mendoza, broadcaster as well. So like the Mets on the whole are branching out in terms of what they think is possible for some of these roles. I'm telling you, they need to branch out in the medical field because their training staff has been a dumpster fire for the better part of two decades, all the way back to Ryan Church flying on a plane with a concussion.
Speaking of medical, kind of shockwaves through the Yankees organization yesterday, Yankee fans learned that Luis Severino was scheduled to make his first spring training start yesterday, but instead was scratched because of shoulder discomfort. But it turns out they're going to be shutting him down for at least 2 weeks due to inflammation in the rotator cuff. And of course, immediately as soon as that was announced, the two words Dallas Keuchel started popping up all over the place, and a lot of people going, maybe, you know, is Severino, is this going to be a big setback? Is it just spring training? I would say, listen, slow down here, little guys. It's okay that, you know, they give him a couple of weeks off now, and they're not going to rush him. They're certainly going to take their time with Severino. It's not necessary that he get out there and hurry up and throw spring training games, but I think the guy that is more likely to be mentioned if something, or and they should probably go out and make a move just in case something happens with Severino where it's going to be longer, is the Gio Gonzalez's of the world. It looks like he is a better fit for what the Yankees might be wanting to do when it comes to a backup and added insurance for Severino. Keep an eye on the whole Gio Gonzalez possibility of being signed with the Yankees over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, instead of spending the money that it would take to get a Dallas Keuchel, maybe a guy like Gio. But also, listen, maybe they just let the kid, depending on how bad this is, right, Joe? We don't know, right? This could be
a long-term issue.
This could be something where give him his rest and he's fine. I'd be interested to see actually some of the more of the kids, Domingo Herman, you know, some of these other guys that get the spot start and really test the depth. Because remember, I also believe the Yankees need to showcase some of their kids to make a trade if need be for a true ace a little bit down the road, you know, by the trading deadline. So maybe this is an opportunity to showcase some of their other kids, just like without Zion, it's an opportunity to showcase Cam Reddish and RJ Barrett, that kind of thing. So I don't know if the Yankees are going to go ahead and just make the move to sign someone else. They may have to do it from within, but in the same way that this is a very bad thing for Clayton Kershaw to be shut down at this point in spring training, this is not a good sign. You're at the point where everybody's supposed to talk about how they feel like they're in the best shape of their life, how they've lost 5 pounds, stuff like that. To be shut down and for a shoulder, shoulders are more serious than elbows usually for pitchers. Yeah. This, I was not happy when I heard this. I was like, oh, my God, anybody but Severino.
Yeah, not good. Some other big names, too, in Major League Baseball hurt already. And when you start doing that, here we are 2 weeks into spring training. Man, oh, man. You've got Miguel Sano, too, from the Twins also. Has to have another. Yeah, he's got to have another right leg procedure done. And, you know, they're talking months in rehab here. It's unfortunate because the dude can flat out ball. I mean, he averages about 36 homers, 100 ribbies a year for this team. He is the Minnesota Twins middle of that lineup. And not to have him there or have him be prevented from reaching his full potential there, that's a blow to the Minnesota Twins, who I think a lot of people thought they're going to be able to compete this year in their division. They're not, they kind of are that sleeper team a lot of guys are talking about, but that's a giant loss if he can't go. Also a pretty damn good fantasy guy.
Yeah, Miguel Sano, you know, he came out of nowhere a few years ago to really be competitive in the home run derby. This is one of those guys, you know, Joe, and we see a lot of them right now, Joey Gallo in Texas and others. This guy who's going to hit 220 but can hit 35, 40 home runs. And Sano was so bad at points last year that they sent him down to the minors, because he was so bad. But then they brought him back up, and a lot of people thought he was able to rebound and was going to be a big part. You're right. The Minnesota Twins are a team that people think could be competitive this year in the AL Central, where the Cleveland Indians are heavy favorites. And I believe later on in the show, we're going to be talking some Cleveland Indians baseball, Joe.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting division, that's for sure. But that's a big blow, especially this early on in spring training already. It's like, come on, guys, what are you doing?
Your life right now. Everybody should be fresh. Hope springs eternal.
Come on.
So to already hear this,
too much, man. I do understand Met fans are going to love this, too. I do believe that Matt Harvey is taking the mound today, if I'm not mistaken. Matt Harvey will be coming back. And you guys believe that Matt Harvey is still in Major League Baseball? I thought for sure he was going to retire after the last couple of years. Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
Angels, right? Yeah. Listen, yep. Matt Harvey was like a meteor, like a comet, right? For a while, we thought he was going to be the stud of that Mets rotation. But he's been, you know, eviscerated by injuries. Maybe a change of scenery is good, so he's not banging supermodels and he can focus on things.
Yeah, well, time will only tell. 1 hour in the books. Plenty more coming your way here as we make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy. J-Hap undervalued? He might be. I think this
I was looking at this now, and I'm thinking a 3.65 ERA or better for 4 years in a row. It's basically what we want these other guys in this range to be, right?
Sure.
I understand he's older, but he didn't really show signs of falling off last year. In fact, he got better. He was 36 years old.
I don't know, the strikeout rate got better. I mean, the walk rate went down. I don't know if he's that much better than he was the year before. It's 30 more innings.
He's a little undervalued, man.
He's 30 more innings.
He's going to win a lot of games with the Yankees, too.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com. Or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
You know, there's a very strange thing happening in California at one of the all-time greatest and historic horse tracks, Santa Anita, which is where you would see the... You'll go ahead and see Seabiscuit right out in front of there of Santa Anita. It's just an absolutely gorgeous track. It's so historic. It's amazing. But it also has killed 21 racehorses this year. And that's a bit of a problem. So much so that they've actually gone ahead and shut down park here. And they're going to give it about 5 to 7 days. It looks like what they're doing is... they're redoing the entire field or the surface, because what they think is with the weather that they've been having there, the underneath of the track is giving way. So the last thing that you need to have from a horse perspective is the horse to take a step and sink. And right. if that happens, then what they're doing is they're breaking legs. And then, of course, we know once that happens, they got to put these horses down. 21 racehorses. I can't even tell you how much money that is. We're not talking about average horse. We are talking about thoroughbreds here that are worth millions upon races, millions.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. And so they're going to be doing that. It's a sad story. And I'm shocked they allowed it to get to 21. Racehorses, but finally, I guess the last row was last week when it happened again. And experts are saying right now that the ground is giving way, that when these horses are racing, that, you know, usually they've got to be able to step and go, but they're not being able to step and go. They're stepping, they're sinking, and that's what's causing all sorts of problems for these horses. And we'll see what happens, but they're shutting it down for the next 5 to 7 days. To redo the entire surface of a track like that, they must have, you know, 1,500 guys coming in with the dirt and only to be able to close 5 days. I can't even imagine how fast they're going to be working to get this thing back up and ready to rock and roll, because that's an awful lot of money that they are missing out on each and every day there, my friend.
I need to see these guys come on in then and fix the New York City subway system in only 5 days as well and work around the clock. That's part, by the way, of our hater polls that we'll talk about a little bit later on.
Yep.
We're in the transportation
today.
But that's the worst thing, Joe. Like, if we go to the track and they got to put the horse down and they bring the curtain out, you know, they want people to see it. That's wrong.
1 hour in the books. Hour number two, straight ahead. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.